Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Where would you rather be than right here with us? Tuesday after Tuesday, and then some. On the Brill and the Dump Show, before we get started today, we will remind you that the Brill and the Dump Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Celsius. If you want to work out, good. Work out. Make it that much better by putting down a can of Celsius. Now, we're at Quail Lodge right now. We're filming for Bob Does Sports, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I do not have Celsius with me, and I am not the same guy because of that. When I wake up, I want a nice little breakfast, and I want a Celsius. The only two things I need to start my day. Start your day the right way. Celsius cannot go wrong. Our good friends over at Celsius are sponsoring today's episode and then some. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the fellas. What is the Brilliantly Dumb Show without Mikey Bear Down? Cuz, what is the Brilliantly Dumb Show without Joey Cold Cuts, Giuseppe D? Mikey V, you look fitter than ever. And I know I've said that to you before, but you really are just... You look very toned up. It could be the rowback. If you want to get a rowback plug, by all means. And there's the... Did you get a nicer room than me, Joseph? That looks nice in there.
It's nice.
Yeah. What did they... What did you upgrade to?
That's nice.
It's nice.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
It's nice. Bronco Country. Let's ride. Nice. Let's ride. King Bedroom. Let's ride.
Mikey, how are you today?
I'm good, brother. You know, both the kids are sick and it sucks. Any parent who's listening, I know there's many in the faithful parents. Once the kids go to school, bro, I've heard the nightmare stories. This is my son's first year in school. And without fail, his first full week in school, sick, brings home something. And both the kids are sick, like clockwork. And I heard the nightmare stories for years and years. And I'm like, oh, how bad could it be? Bro, it's bad.
Is that bad because the kids don't concern themselves with like germs and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, definitely not as tedious as you when it comes to the germs.
They're not like sanitizing not. Or anything like that.
I mean, the teachers try to keep up, but I mean, you're talking.
I mean, they're kids, Bob.
You're talking about, you know, trying to corral a bunch of absolute animals running around all day long. I mean, these kids are nuts. I mean, I could only imagine like Dom times 20 running around, and you're trying to. Like, bro, like, I don't envy that. That's why teachers, like, have to...
Teachers deserve, a Purple Heart or something.
You know, absolutely. I was going to say, somebody mentioned to me what teachers, like, what the basic, like, what a teacher makes. They don't get paid enough, man.
No, they don't.
They really don't. You know, they are molding the youth, Joey D.
In some cases, yeah.
You know what
There's
I mean?
A lot of people who are getting overpaid. While the teachers are getting underpaid, some may say we are getting overpaid.
I was going to say, maybe we are.
Yeah,
you know,
some probably agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, yeah, you
know, we're starting a movement, Bob. That needs to be understood. Yes. You know, we really are starting a movement. Now, Mikey, yeah. I feel like you've kind of pushed back the Bears loss and you've moved on now.
Oh, today. Yeah. Yeah. I went on my, so what I do is like people who follow me on Instagram, if you don't follow me on Twitter is where I really like unleash my feelings about the game.
Because, I got to
like,
get Twitter.
You do. You do need Twitter.
Joe on Twitter would be very funny. I've been telling him that.
Yeah. And he's mentioned a lot by like the Brilliantly Dumb Show page. And like a lot of people always try to tag him because they're tagging me, they're tagging Bob, they're tagging Perez, and they can't tag Joey Cold Cuts. And I think that's a problem, Joe.
Yeah, Joe,
I just don't know how to keep short winded messages into like they don't give you enough characters.
Yeah, but you'll get that though. And it'll actually help you because it forces you to reconfigure the way you want to say things and it consolidates it down, packages it nicer, yeah. And the delivery's better. I think it would, I really think
I agree. The beauty of Twitter too, there's no such thing as overposting. You could put as much shit out as you you could retweet, you could post, like it's expected. Nobody's going to get sick of it. You could just fire Instagram. You don't want to be crazy or do like too much of stories or whatnot. Twitter, right. You could just kind of rip it out.
And that's when I was starting with when Joe said I got over the game, because I could go and just do a mental dump on Twitter with all my thoughts about what the Bears are doing, what they're not doing, what they should be doing. And like, nobody's going to give a fuck. Nobody's going to be like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. Because people who follow me on Twitter are pretty much like either fans of the Brilliant Dumb Show or diehard Bears fans who love like just getting back and forth into it on Twitter.
Yeah. So. Mikey, I wanted to ask you, I don't want to dive too much into the game because I think by the time people hear this, they're kind of going to be moved on from the game. I mean, it happened Sunday night. We did the live stream. A lot of fun. Something that I
it was
heard
great.
Today,
it was really good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But something I heard today, which is amazing to me, okay? Justin Fields had 11 passing attempts.
Okay,
and so not in a game that they were winning either, in a game that they were down the entire game to throw the ball only 11 times.
Let me give you one stat that's going to sum up that whole thing, and then we could definitely move on from it. The Bears have 28 pass attempts through the first 2 weeks of the season. Since the era of the Super Bowl induction, okay, the induction of the Super Bowl era, that hasn't happened since 1978. No team has ever thrown the ball for 28 times or less since 1978, since the Super Bowl era started.
That's terrible.
Either the coaching staff doesn't trust them, they don't believe in them, or they recognize that the offensive line and the receivers are so bad that if they try and force throwing the ball, only bad things are going to happen. And you saw on the flip side, when they were running the ball with Montgomery, that's when they got their most positive yardage the whole game. So it's like a catch 22. They're just in shambles. This guy needs another year. The team was left in shambles.
Game they were playing in the pouring rain. So I get that. I get running the ball. But when I heard that stat in a game that you're down the entire game to only throw it, that was crazy to me. I couldn't believe it. But I do want to touch on, you know what, if we can, cause I was going to bring it up right out of the gate, but I say we dive right into our buyers. So Giuseppe's got his hand up.
Joseph? I just wanted to ask Mikey V about something, because this was very concerning to me, and I just want to know, and
I know what this is already.
I'm not trying to pour salt into the wounds.
I know what angles you go at. So I already know what this is. This is about the Justin Fields post-game press conference.
Yes. Is wrong with this guy, by the way?
The question that was asked or no?
I just saw that he said it hurts more in the locker room than it does for Bears fans. At the end of the day, they're the ones not putting in any work. That's and tough. I just got to say, and Mikey V, and I'm really, I try to, you know, I'm really taking the high road here. It's nothing about the Packers, Bears, but to see in your eyes, like the struggle, and even Smigs,
Smigs was legit upset, bro. Smigs is a diehard, and he'll be the first one to admit, maybe he doesn't know the X's and O's, the players and stuff as well. But he is a diehard fan, because he was legitimately it killed the whole vibe. We were fucking lifeless.
Yeah, it sucked. But going back to my point, it's you guys pay your dues, man. You got to deal with it week in, week out, year in, year out. And then for this guy to discredit, the fact that you guys are going through it as a franchise, and to say they're not the ones putting the work. Well, I'm sorry. You've been there a year and a half. That's it. You've been a fan for how many years? You've gone through it for how many years, waiting for a team to come since Rex Grossman and the Bears were good in the early 2000s. I just don't think that that's a statement as the lead quarterback, as the leader of your franchise, that you put. It's going to put your fans against you, no?
Yeah, I don't think he put what he wanted to say the way he wanted to say it. And I think it was more of a statement along the lines of that, the overreaction that's going to happen because of this game. I think he was trying to purport the fact that the players are going to be just as pissed about this, more so because they're the ones that are going out there. They're getting hurt. Their bodies are taking a physical toll. And then tomorrow they got to forget about it, turn it around and prepare an entire week for a new team, a whole new game plan, a whole new scheme. The problem is whoever's his PR guy, he didn't put it eloquently at all. He worded it very bad. The media is going to take it and spin it, which God bless them, they do. Barstool was the first one to put it out. Don't tell me that Barstool isn't twisting that narrative to try and pump up the Jerry angle with Fields, which is a smart thing to do. Portnoy's like Vince McMahon, and
I saw it because Jerry shared it on his story.
I saw it last night live. I heard him say it live. I was watching the press conference live and I said,
I do get what you're saying is, and I think he's trying to say, listen, we care just as much as the fans, but whoever put that out, however he did that, that was just not the approach you want to take.
He needs a better PR guy, because he does come off very nonchalant, but I don't believe that's really the case with him, because of the fact he got voted team captain, because of the fact everything you hear from the locker room is total opposite, but he comes off very nonchalant when it comes to things like that. And I think it's something he's got to work on.
I'll tell you, it was football Sunday yesterday. We're recording this Monday. I don't want to complain because we're out, we're going to play golf, the whole nine yards. But yesterday traveling during a football Sunday made me really realize just how religious we are about this. Because first off, Saturday, you know, there's this build up to Sunday. You get the college football and like you get all excited for it. Saturday, I wasn't myself because I knew I didn't get that Sunday to where even when we woke up NFL Sunday, I didn't even want to work out in the morning because I knew we were traveling. It just wasn't, I didn't have that same spark. We will never, Joe, and I'll make sure of it. We'll never travel on Sunday again. It was horrible. It really.
By the way, we had the Ravens, and if it hit, it was going to be one of our best Bob, myself specifically, was going to be one of my best Sundays in a long time. And we were up 21 going into the fourth quarter. Lamar and them were rolling. And then it's like we're in the baggage claim waiting for our bags to come in. And it's like, oh, no. Here we go.
It was rough.
Here we go. It's like
Jerry Don killed us. Jerry Don jinxed our game. And I even told him it. Jerry Don said it was a wrap. He gave us the pick. And
yeah, he said, I told you boys, this was a wrap job.
And next sure thing you know, enough, yep, it was not a wrap
job. I mean, listen, with the Dolphins, so you know, teams trailing 21 points entering the fourth quarter previous to that game were 0-171 going into the
quarter. Mikey V, this guy's he's an encyclopedia.
So this is the first time. So now there's one team out of 172 times this has happened that has come back from a 21 point deficit in the fourth.
Yeah, and we were on the other side of it. I mean, it's just sick. Really, and by the way, I think I could have swallowed it if it was like if we were against like Tom Brady or if we were against like even like a guy like Russell Wilson or somebody. But to see Tua Tagovailoa airing 500 yards and six touch or whatever it was, it's like that is like. That just doesn't happen, bro. That's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, like, it was brutal. I mean, we've had some
happen in the airport. It was the worst way. It just killed the vibe. You know what?
If I go down, I want to go down on my couch in front of Red Zone, and then I could spruce up for the next game while you're waiting for your bags to take that bad of a beat.
Yeah, that's
it's horrible. A tough beat. It's a really tough.
Do you think in the universe, if we're watching that game, it somehow alters the outcome?
Absolutely, Ravens win that game. Ravens won that game 100%. I was so in a funk. I really was. I mean, it's just not the same. But again, now, you know, NFL is really back. It really is. We're back in the swing. That's not going to happen again. So we touched a little bit on that. I do want to get into a little bit of the buy or sell. People do love the buy or sell segment. Before we do any of that with football back, reminder, Prize Pick joined the boys, ladies and gentlemen. Links in all of our bios, promo code the boys. You'll get a free $100 when you sign up. Tremendous, tremendous stuff with Prize Picks. Mikey V's off to a tremendous start to the year. Yes. Ride the Mikey V train with a little bit of Joey D sprinkled in there as well, by the way. Prize Picks, get signed up with the fellas. Buy or sell. I'll like to start us off, boys, and I'm going with a buy, and I was going to get away from football. This still touches on football, but my buy, honest to God, we were going to do the live stream for the Packers Bears, and it was good because Cutsy's a Packer fan, Bear Down being obviously a Bears fan. It really worked out, but fellas, we could do these live streams, and I think we do them very well. And the people were engaged into it. The number didn't really dip. They were in it to where
there's a lot of people watching.
Yeah, I really see us. I mean, Barstool does these all the time. So why can't we? I mean, we did these streams. I thought we did a tremendous job. And I think you could look out for a lot more live streams from us because it was a lot of fun. I mean, Joe, the Packers play the Jets this year. We could do that. It's a lot of fun. And then, again, I do want to give a shout out to Mikey V because to watch your team losing the way that we were losing, we didn't do well on the prize picks. The Bears are getting killed. They're looking bad. And he's really got to keep it together and hold the line and hold through and still be entertained. It's a tough thing to do. Hats off to you, Mikey V. But by the live stream out of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, I think there is going to be a lot more to come from that. And we'll send it over to you, Mikey V.
Yeah, I'm going to buy, and I'm totally off the football topic, but I'm going to stay in the, what can I call this? The theme of the season, and it's been the theme of the season for quite some time now. And it doesn't get the credit it deserves, and love it or hate it, you have to respect the shit out of it. I'm buying everything pumpkin spice.
Wow.
Pumpkin spice coffee, the candle scents. I'm just saying they keep coming out with these new variations of the pumpkin coffee every year. This year is that cold brew pumpkin sweet cream. I must drink about five of these, six of these a week. And I'm telling you, it doesn't get old. Now it will get old. And that's another tip of the cap I'll give to pumpkin spice variations. They know when to close the curtain. They know when they're
done. That's a great take.
And they're like, they go out on a high note like George Costanza. They're out.
You're out.
They hit their high note and they're gone. And I got to respect that. I'm buying everything pumpkin spice, everything coming up.
I'll tell you who masters that in a different form is Taco Bell will create a demand for something. I think McDonald's does it a little bit too.
McDonald's has a snack wrap and the McRib people like a lot.
And they create a big time demand and then they get out. So I will give you that about the pumpkin spice. The only thing that's surprising to me, Mikey V, and I know I feel like it is definitely a big Northeast thing. You deserve better than the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And I see you drinking that shit all the time.
Somebody tagged me. I think there's a Tim Hortons in New Jersey now.
That's something to have a dialogue about. But Mikey, you're a high class guy. You deserve, it's such a shitty coffee.
Here's the thing about Dunkin' Donuts. The variation of quality really fluctuates so much from town to town in New Jersey. The better, nicer town you go to, the better the quality. It's really, really, it's not right. It's socioeconomic, prejudice is what it is. It should be equal across the board in every town. You should be able to order the same cold brew pumpkin cream in the same town in New Jersey anywhere and get the same quality. But that's not the case. You have to go to a nice town and then it's not bad. Starbucks to me, Bob, they definitely make the higher quality product.
Yeah, they do.
I just cannot go through the rigmarole of going into Starbucks. They want your name. They want your social security number.
Go through the drive-thru.
You can get it delivered. Get it delivered.
That is preposterous, Bob.
You know,
the drive-thru though, Mikey V, is normally not that bad.
Drive-thru really... I'll do, Joe, but there's not like a ton.
The big
I would go drive through
over walk-in,
and you stay away from that nightmare that you go in there. It's just like I feel rushed when I go in there. I just feel like I got anxiety just walking in.
Yeah, but the thing about the Starbucks line, I mean, some people just weren't meant to have a drive-through. That thing is backed up through. It's like a Chick-fil-A drive-through.
Normally, those orders are so complex. You can't
I'll give
just
you
go
that.
Up and, can I get a large black coffee? No, that doesn't. A venti. Arabica bean, whatever. And it's just outrageous. Soy milk with a twist of almond.
But for me, and then we'll go over to Joey D for his buy or sell. But I think with the Starbucks, it does taste so good, but it doesn't really do what coffee should do for you as far as get you that energized, which is why for me, I'll just go just black on the Starbucks coffee. And it's such a good bean that that's going to take you to where you need to be. And that's where you really see that Starbucks is superior to me is when you do just basic, you don't need all of that shit. It tastes so much better than if you went just black coffee at Dunkin'.
That's what this cold brew is. It's like black and sweet pumpkin cream sitting on top.
Because I like the pumpkin spice lattes, Mikey V, but you swear by the pumpkin nitro
cold
brew.
Yeah.
Cold brew, yeah.
Yep.
I got to try it.
You always do you could do the turbo shot, Bob, if you need that little extra pick-me-up out of espresso in there.
Yeah, you know what you say too, just about the Dunkin' to Dunkin', especially in the Northeast, that is so true. It's like they're producing a different product to a degree. Some are better than others. But I do got to stop with those Starbucks deliveries I've been doing. They do make me kind of, it's so sick. The big ticket was busting my balls, and we got a kick out of that. Out of this, something that I was just kind of embarrassed about is I got a ice cream cone delivered the other day, and it was embarrassing. It really was. I felt
he got
so...
it. He got it put in dry
in
ice.
California.
Well, you
got
pay...
it put in dry ice so that the scoop wouldn't melt.
Well, you could pay an extra $2 for the dry ice. It just. Honest to God, just to ensure that it keeps it cold. And the ticket teed off on me about that. And he was right. It was embarrassing, bro.
You know, how are they going to be banning like gasoline powered cars in California, but they're going to allow some guy to let some person drive a dry iced ice cream cone over to their apartment? Yeah. That's the antithesis of everything California is trying to do out there. And I, you know what, for that reason, God bless, Bob. Good for you.
Yeah. All right. Perfect time. Yeah, I had to say that because Ticket just let me have it. And I just wore every shot because he's right. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. like if you go to get Froyo, are you kind of like embarrassed? Like, I don't know, something with like going the process of going for ice cream or something. I don't know. No. Or I'll go in by myself to do it. And I don't know. I mean, you got kids, Mikey V too. I just think if I go in by myself.
Kids are a great excuse to do a lot of things that you would be embarrassed to do by yourself. So, you know, you go to Disney World, you go to the ice cream store, Mikey, the toy store.
What would your top three be of those? I'd be curious to hear that. Top three like pleasures that you could do because you have a kid, like that you have an excuse for?
Well, play with toys.
Yes.
Okay.
That's or even go into the toy section.
Yes, going to the toy section or playing with toys.
I used to love going to the toy section. I'd play the G.I. Joes, you know.
Going to Transformers. Great excuse to go to Disney World, and Disney World is tremendous.
I'm going to Universal this week. I'm not going to lie. I'm stoked to go.
It's awesome. And then three, being able to, you know, order, you know, kids food.
How about order off the kids menu? Go to a playground
or
something.
The kids menu. Yes, yes. Great. You don't have to worry about, like, I could have chicken fingers and no one will even know they're for me.
That's interesting.
You know what, Bob? You know what you need to start doing the plays? If you do DoorDash or stuff, order off the kids menu. Like, sometimes I want that extra side or something. You go on the kids menu, you get, like, one or two chicken fingers. It's a perfect side. It's cheap. And it's, like, better than ordering a whole nother regular. Like, they put the sides on the menu. And it's like $12. You do the kids side, or like the kids menu, and it's like $8.
Menu loophole.
It is. It is absolutely. And you could get like a grilled cheese, or like, oh, it's way better.
I gotta have a kid.
No, you don't have to have a kid. Just order off the kids menu.
I don't know, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know, Bob. One at a time, there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the one, the only, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors of season right from your home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your vacation destination with just a click. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. I've done HelloFresh before when we've been back from the road. It's an absolute no-brainer. Don't just take it from Bob. Take it from the podcast. Take it from the fellas over at the podcast who have used HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/dumb16, D-U-M-B-16, for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/dumb, D-U-M-B-16, for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. From me to you, Bob to yours, HelloFresh. You can't go wrong.
Yes. All right, I'm ready to do my buy segment.
We're coming right on over to you there, Joey D. Right there. We're coming over to you there, pal.
I'm going to buy fall, or as our forefathers called it, autumn. And I am really buying it hard. I'm really ready for a new season. I'm done with summer. It was so fucking hot this summer. It was brutal. So hot. No sports. I like the golf, but it was just... Normally I love summer, and for some reason I cannot get ready to be done with summer. I'm here out in Carmel with Bob. It's cool. It was raining last night. We woke up today. It was like 65 degrees. It was beautiful. I could wear a hoodie or a Q-zip if I wanted. And not only that, all the things that come with it. I'm stoked for Halloween. I'm stoked for, I want to get costumes this year. I'm stoked for all the sports to come back. Like, give me a full dose of fall, the pumpkin spice lattes you could throw in there, Mikey V. So that ties it all in. I'm really, for the first time, I'm super excited for fall. Normally I'm like, I'm not crazy about fall, but I'm excited this year. I'm buying Joe, fall in big, big, big way.
Joe called me the other day. I was doing laundry and he's like, Bob, you know, we got a little bit of a problem. He's like, we got to start talking about what we're going to do for Halloween. I said, Joe, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do for, I mean, I said, Joe, September.
I always said right that now. We could do, Bob looks like Buzz Lightyear. Like, I thought a Buzz and Woody costume would be really funny. Bob would go as Buzz Lightyear. I could go as Woody. I think it'd be hysterical. Well,
I will say adult Halloween, like if we did that, like I would love to go as Buzz and Woody and get fucking hammered at a bar. Like that you said, I think you sent something to Luna Lou Bear Down of maybe I saw like a costume or something like. When you're hammered in your costumes, that is special.
The one Halloween, I was Randy Macho Man Savage in the full.
I saw that costume,
like full blown. Went.
Can we put ticket to put up the graphic? If you could send that to him, Mikey V, it's so good.
Spared no expense on that costume. Went nuts, and then Lou was Daenerys Targaryen. Female lead from Game of
Bob Thrones. Has no idea who that is.
None.
It's well, from Game of Thrones. If he did, he would be dying laughing because he would say, "How in the hell would Lou ever?"
How did Lou pull that off?
It was incredible. You'll see it. The pictures are incredible.
You got to send them over to Ticket so we can see them on
Nikki. Nikki Juice is the Halloween costume champion of our neighborhood.
There's always one guy who goes over and above.
Bro, he did Lieutenant Dan 1 year from Forest.
Oh, that's tremendous. That
bro,
I like.
In the wheelchair with his legs tucked in and tied behind his thighs the entire night, tucked into bro, it was the most insane commitment to a Halloween costume I've
Nikki
ever
Juice
seen.
Is just on I've a different playing incredible. Field than everybody else.
I had a story on for the like the OGs who remember when I would do the comedy bits the whole way through the podcast. True story, when I was in Miami, we went out to a party on Halloween. And I had my wallet stolen. So I knew it was in the bar and I thought I knew who took it because he was kind of pronounced. And it was a guy who was in a Buzz Lightyear costume. So just going over to the cop, there was a cop there and telling him, you know, who I thought it was and the Buzz Lightyear thing. Like I realized just how ridiculous it is. And you got all these people in these costumes motoring around trying to find the wallet. I get it. So what do? We go to the Halloween. So we do a Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and then what do we? Just
oh, Bob,
go
we
out?
Don't have to do. I mean, I might do.
I think it would be good.
Yeah, we could do that. Or I might do. I might do a costume idea with my girlfriend too. I don't know. I want to do something big for Halloween this year.
What would you though. Do?
I want to have fun. I don't know. We talked about maybe doing Star Wars or something. I don't know. We could do something fun. We could do something where it's like everybody could be something. You know what I mean? Like you could do a whole theme and everybody's a different costume.
I want to do it in New Jersey, man. We keep talking
could
about
you imagine?
It's,
yeah, but the
it's
thing
time.
Is Mikey V's in a different place than us, right? So Halloween now is not about him. It's about Dom. You know, G Baby's still not at that age, but it's about taking the kids for the trick or treating. It's not, you know, he's at a different stage.
Let me tell you something about Mikey V. Mikey V will find the time to have his fun too. I mean, look, Mikey V is going to do what he has to do. He's going to be a family man, but Mikey V picks his spots of when he can go out and
you gotta
really
pick
get
your
after.
Spots. That's half of what life is picking.
Got
the right
that
spot.
Right, man.
It really is. Probably 60% of life is picking the right spot.
Yeah,
I might say really that the Bears didn't pick the right spot on four.
They never
in the shotgun formation.
They never picked the right spot.
And
there
it is. But again. You know, really keep an eye out for that live stream. I really
it was fun. I think we could do it more often. Now the only thing
is
we're not going
to
be with Perez.
I think the move is to check like, if you guys are all together, although I'm going to be honest, it may be better if it's, you know, you two together and then me and Perez, and then it's like just us, you know, because I know yesterday some people were like, there was just so many people that were like mic'd up that it was kind of hard to like figure out who was talking from what angle. So I guess maybe because you guys had so many guys in that room, Ticket, you had Jet. It was just a lot of guys. So like, and Jet and Ticket were off camera and Jet was saying a lot of stuff. So people were like a little confused, but I think it could work. But I think that we just look at like the calendar of the primetime national TV games, pick a game each month, something like that. One game a month or one game every.
I mean, there's
week.
Some kinks that we need to iron out, but I think overall. By the way, shout out to Perez. I thought that the overall layout looked phenomenal, like the way and even how he had the little tracker on the bottom
ticker,
updating.
Yeah.
I mean, that was sick.
Perez.
I think by the end of the season, we could be doing like some professional live streaming events.
Perez might not seem like it. Perez is one of the most techno savvy. If you were to see him go around the golf course, he's got this drone glued to his hip, and it's
unbelievable.
He'll be golfing and he'll have the drone just sitting there behind him, and he operates it during the entire time while he's shooting the lights out on the course.
That's incredible.
It's pretty unbelievable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from our sponsor. Folks, as we all know, mental health is one of the most important things out there, and you got to do whatever you got to do to make sure that the mind and the body is right. And there's no better way to do that than BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat online therapy sessions. So if you don't have to see anybody on camera, if you don't want to, you don't have to go into an office. It's easy and it's affordable, much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. I know for me, it's always good to talk to somebody. It's always good to air it out, especially when that person is a professional. And with BetterHelp.com, you can do just that. Not only can you do that, but starting now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. Again, 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS to get 10% off your first month. Take care of your body. Speak to somebody. Take care of your mind with BetterHelp.com. Now, we're a little this week, so I apologize. We're a little tight time-wise this week, so it's not going to be our usual length of pod. We had been doing close to an hour, which is pretty nice, but me and Joe got to go out and we got to film today, so we got a lot going on. Again, we're coming from Quail Lodge, so we apologize about that, but I did want to go into our top five, and we got a top five. I turned to Joe at lunch, and we were talking about what the top five is going to be. I think Prez or somebody said this, and I said Mikey V is going to have an issue with it somehow, some way, and he did not, because usually there's a lot of back and forth about what the top five is going to be.
Bob, you always say that every week in and week out. You always say that
because there's usually a problem with the top five. You guys give me hell with the top five. It's true. I get a very tough.
I think that's a little exaggerated.
I get a very tough time. It's never easy.
Yeah, I'm poor martyr here. He gets a tough time on the top five, you know?
So our top five this week is going to be top five video games of all time. Now, I want to have this dialogue with you guys, okay? We were thinking video game franchises.
Yes. Video game franchises. Or series.
No, individual games. Individual games. I mean, you could... Here, Mikey B, if you want to put Madden, you can put Madden.
I agree. Yes.
It doesn't have to be like Madden 2000.
Yeah, I guess it just... I went franchises, but that's fine. That's fine. Let me go last, because...
Mikey, if you want to take your time, there's...
I'm just going to do... franchises.
Well, Mike, it sounds to me like there's an issue with the top five here.
No, there wasn't, because if you go to the text message, which I certainly will... The text message read top five video game series, no particular year. And I said, good one. And then the conversation ended. So I was under the assumption it was video game series. Am I wrong to assume?
I mean, Mikey V, you can go last if you want to readjust it. There's no,
I have to, because I have all
that's
series.
Fine. So now go last and you take your time. And then
Mikey, okay. We'll cater to you. Whatever you need.
No. You guys
let him take his time, Bob. You and I'll go first. Yeah, and then I'll kind of take some time to look it up. There's no rush. And you know, if you want to change something, but you can put Madden in there, for example. It doesn't need to be a specific Madden. Everybody, right. You know what I mean? Same with FIFA. If you like, but like, I think you, if that's the route you did, but if you want to change it up, take your time. There's no rush.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're on the same page.
Yeah. I think that's Joey, Bob, do you want me to go first? I'll lead us off.
You take it away.
All right. Okay. We're going to get started at number five. I'm going to go with a game where I really feel like there's just the freedom to do whatever you want and play it however you want, which makes the game so fun. And number five, I have Grand Theft Auto, and I don't have any specific one. I think Vice City is my favorite.
Time out. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about video games. I said you can put in.
You are here, Mikey V, because it's just like he said. Because he said that you could go Madden.
Okay, so I'm going series.
I just
then.
Said that.
And yeah, I'm going to go series, fine. Not individual games.
That's okay. Fine. You don't have to pick a specific Grand Theft Auto. I'm saying the game
itself. This is making
itself.
Me look better and better and better about this whole thing.
All right, Mikey V, I just said this. You could put this, and all of a
sudden
now,
Mikey, I'll always tell you when you're right. I got to tell you when you're wrong. You're wrong here, because he did say.
I didn't do anything wrong there.
You could do Madden. You could do
a
particular
year. I get Madden because it's a football game. The only thing that changes is the year, really. Now,
that's
certain
the same
years,
thing.
Certain it's years like, of Madden are vastly superior.
Yeah, I understand that, correct. But you could still say Madden. I
okay,
think that's
fine. Now I'm good. I don't need to adjust the
fine.
Goddamn thing. Roll
no,
it.
I don't think
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So okay. Grand Theft Auto, if I had to put a specific one, the one I played the most growing up was Vice City, was the coolest one, I thought. But just in general, I think Grand Theft Auto is so fun because it allows you to play the game however you like. Number four, I'm going to go with Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat to me was just, I felt like as a kid, like I was like playing it when you did the finishers and like it's a finish him and you had all these different moves you could do and you'd rip the guy's head off or anything. It was just so fun. It was so cool. It was a lot of fun. That to me growing up was like, I was never allowed to buy that game. But when I went over to friends' houses, I always played it because it was the best, coolest game when I was growing up. So Mortal Kombat at four. At number three, I'm going to go with Street Fighter. Okay, Street Fighter, I think, is an awesome game series, whatever you want to put it. I think there's so many cool characters. It evolved over the years. It was always fun. Great arcade style kind of game. Just awesome in general. Street Fighter at three. Number two is going to be Mario Kart. Again, I think growing up, you know, throughout the parties and the years and everything like that, Mario Kart was always like the game that people wanted to play. That and Super Smash Brothers, which is actually an honorable mention for me. But just an awesome game in general. And then number one, I think is like, to me, is like the game of all games. It's got to be Super Mario Brothers, like the game that I first played growing up. It's nostalgic. It's just, it's the best. I played on Super Nintendo. It was just the funnest, most just awesome game. Give me Super Mario at one.
I think that's going to do very well with the I think it's going to do very well with the people, because I think it'll do well. I think your list will do really well there. I don't have any issue. I'm much more of a sports video game guy, so I really cater a lot more sports ones. I was surprised, Joseph, with how much you like FIFA, that FIFA wasn't in there.
FIFA.
You're a big FIFA guy.
You forget about FIFA?
No, it's in my honorable mention.
Yeah, so I went much more sports. A lot of some nostalgia one in there. At number five, I got Slugfest. MLB Slugfest was terrific. I mean, you could punch guys at shortstop, at second base. There was fireballs. It was a fun game. I played it all the time. And again, I know this isn't going to do well with people, but I like the sports aspect of a lot of these things. Number four, NFL Street. I mean, a lot. I like video games with a lot of nostalgia that really do something for me. I liked NFL Street a lot. Number three, I had GoldenEye. I think GoldenEye is notoriously.
That was a cool game, yeah.
Yeah.
GoldenEye could have a argument to be one on a lot of lists.
Yeah, I don't think there would be any issue.
The
there.
Best
I think
multiplayer first-person shooter that ever came out in its heyday, in my
opinion. I think if you polled people, I think GoldenEye would be one of the top ones in people's list. That game was, people loved that game. Another one. So for my number two, world renowned. I mean, you can't argue this one at all. I'm right with Giuseppe D on two. I got Mario Kart at number two. I mean, It's so much fun gathering around, and there's so many different aspects to Mario Kart. It's just a fun time. Your friends come over. You could play it now. You would have a ball. You could play it when you were 10 years old, and you would have the same amount of fun. Got Mario Kart at two. And then number one, I think the last years have been kind of weak. I think it used to be better than what it is, but still good. I got Madden at number one. Me, Madden is always a fun time. And again, I if I don't say so myself, I'm a terrific Madden player, so that helps. I got Madden there at one, and Mikey V, will send it over to you.
I got to kind of reconfigure the way I'm going to do this, but I'll put Madden at five just out of respect. I don't think Madden has turned out a good game in years.
I agree.
In terms of gameplay, but there's only one game that when you talk about the sport, it's a no-brainer conversation. I mean, you just say Madden. I mean, the name alone, it just carries that much weight. So Madden at 5, Super Mario Brothers at 4. I think the Mario Brothers chain in general. I mean, I go back to playing Dr. Mario on Game Boy, if anyone remembers that. I mean,
Game Boy
on the Dr. Mario, but Super Mario Brothers at 4. Give me Call of Duty at 3. I think the Call of Duty series, specifically Modern Warfare 4, if I had to say, was, you know, I respect everything they've done there. Number 2, give me the Grand Theft Auto series specifically. I would say the last one, Grand Theft Auto 5, to me was just the most impressive because of how immersive it was. And then number 1, I would honestly have to say it would be GoldenEye. I think GoldenEye to me was the number one game growing up. Maybe I'm biased, but Nintendo 64, if you had three friends, you could literally sit in front of that television for an unhealthy amount of hours playing that game. And, you know, everyone had their rules about, you know, what players you could use, what players you weren't allowed to use, what gun, you know, golden gun, you kill somebody in one shot. It was just a great video game and a lot of fun. And I think a lot of video games like sparked their like copycatting of that first person shooter multiplayer after GoldenEye, and GoldenEye was sick. Great game.
Yeah. I, Cutsy, you said, what was your honorable mention?
I actually have two because there's, it's just really hard. Like a lot FIFA, of FIFA is, to me, I play FIFA more than I play anything else. But the thing is like when I think of video games, I think about like when I grew up, like growing up as like the games that I gave, because I really don't play video games that much now. Now I just only play FIFA, and I'll play Madden when you come over. So FIFA for me, and the other one is Super Smash Brothers. And I honestly think if I could do it again, I'd probably take out Mortal Kombat and I'd put in, if you allow it, I'd put in Super Smash Brothers over Mortal Kombat. Will you allow me to do that?
No.
It's got to be a full.
Okay, then that's fine. So no, Super Smash Brothers.
No, no,
gotta
no.
Be
no.
A full board decision.
I'm just breaking your balls.
I mean, that's fine. If you think that's not, so fine.
He would have been so. I would have got a call after the pod. You know, this Mikey B's got some fucking.
By the way, I didn't flinch there. I said that's fine. If that's
no, good. No, I know.
I would take out Mortal Kombat, put that in my honorable mention, and put in Super Smash Brothers, because I was thinking about it, and like when you're talking, Mikey B, about like multiplayer games that you like growing up, when we used to get like sleepovers or stuff, and there'd be like 3-4 guys, you could all pick different characters and everybody's fighting against one another. So like, to me, that was one of the funnest games, Super Smash Bros. I'll put that in and take out Mortal Kombat, and then we'll have FIFA as my honorable mention.
Okay.
Honorable mention's a game that I used to play all the time with my friends. We would play it online, and it was probably the most that I've ever played video games at the time. I loved Gears of War. Fat Perez mentioned it today. Yeah, I really, really got into Gears of War. Terrific game. I don't know what happened to it. I don't think they're making it anymore, but a great, great game. Mikey,
like video games used to be better than they
are now. I
agree.
I absolutely agree.
Like the Call of Duty series has gotten better now, but like if you just look overall at the games that they used to put out, I think overall was way better back
then. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They, you know why now? Because it's like if it was organic back then, it wasn't like forced. Now it's almost like they're on a calendar schedule where they have to churn out a new one every quarter or every other, you know,
once CGI now. It's just focused on CGI. The gameplay's not as good. And
I do need a PS5. I am in the market for a PS5. If any of the listeners,
shout out PS5.
If any of the listeners have any kind of connection to get me a PS5 at market value, I don't want to pay $1,000 for a video game system. I would really, just hit me up in the comments or in the DMs. I really would like to get my hands on one.
You deserve one.
Honorable mention for me. I would have to give some respect, I think, to Zelda. I wasn't into Zelda too much, but I did play it. And I think like it holds a lot of water with a lot of people. It's a meaningful game to a lot of people. So I'll give Zelda the nod at honorable mention.
That's like with the GoldenEye for me. I know it's such a good game, but like, I gotta be honest to myself, I didn't really play it much growing up. So, I mean, I know how good it is, but I can't, for my heart of hearts, put in my top 5 when I didn't play it much. But Zelda, yeah. If you look at the top list, Mikey V, it's like it's littered in the top list.
Yeah, Zelda's a big one. I know that.
All right, boys. Well, again, much more to come. Much more to come for the live streams. Thanks for everybody that came in yesterday. Thanks for everybody that's tuning in today. Please like, comment, subscribe here on the YouTube channel. We're making a push. I don't know if you guys have seen. We're making a push subscribers-wise, which is really nice. So a lot of moving parts here around the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Joey D, Mikey V, to the moon, boys. You have yourselves a damn good week.
Love you, boys.
See you next time. The Brilliantly Dumb Show.